High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
From the Fieldhouse in Wapaka, Wisconsin. It is time for Division II, Sectional II, Sectional Final Basketball. As tonight, the Assumption Royals get set to take on the Pioneers of Sevastopol. Hi, everybody. My name is Randy Paul. Seth Habiger back at our studios, engineering our broadcast. Well, we are just one game away from the rush to the resh. As we always like to say, the first team to seven wins, and both these teams, boy, they have done some winning. 18 consecutive victories for both of these squads as they come into tonight's action, and unfortunately for one of them, that winning streak is going to be snapped. The number one Royals in the state and in this sectional will be bringing in a record of 26-1, 16-0 in the Marrowood Conference. First place, of course, with that record in the Marrowood. And, of course, the only loss that they had earlier in the season in overtime to Pagelli, they avenged that loss back on Thursday. Let's run through the playoffs for the Royals. A quarterfinal final, they got a bye. And then in the regional semis, they defeated Loyal 55-14. Jordan J. Glinski with 19 points and Sarah Shaw had 13. And then they won their fifth straight regional final champion as they defeated Alvin Bancroft 62-26. Addie Vollert with 16, Jordan J. Glinski 15, and Sarah Shaw with 12. The Royals, of course, then avenged that loss to Pacelli on Thursday as they were victorious 61-43. They led it 36-28 at the break thanks to Jordan J. Glinski hitting about a 30-footer at the halftime buzzer. And then they outscored the Cardinals 25-15 in half number two. Addie Vollert with 20. Jordan J. Glinski had 19 to lead the way. For the number three seed in the lower half of the bracket, the Sevastopol Pioneers, coached by Ben Riccala. They come in with a record of 23-4, 14-2 in the Packerland Conference, second place behind one-loss Kewaunee. Of course, they avenged their loss to Kewaunee as well. In their regional quarterfinal, they defeated Wasaki 70-13. In the semis, they knocked off Wabino Leona 50-21. Then in the final of the regionals, they defeated Florence 50-31. Sectional semis over Oneida Nation 45-28. They were actually down 9-1 early in that ball game, but then rallied to take a 28-13 lead and outscored Oneida Nation 17-15. In half number two. Had a chance to talk to Coach Ryan Klein. We invite you to give a listen to that right after this. Let's take a 30-second timeout, and we'll be back with that right after this.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids in Plover.
Back here at Wapaka, where we're joined by head coach Ryan Klein. And coach, first of all, congratulations on the W on Thursday the other day as we were over in Adams. That was a big win.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. That was a great win for the girls. It was quite a physical battle, and, you know, we kind of licked our wounds there and got back after it, and we're ready to go again tonight.
You know, just another big game from Addie. That's two in a row where she's led the team in scoring, and normally when you think of Addie, you think of just controlling the tempo, playing great defense. She can light it up.
Yeah, well, you got to watch out for the hungry dog. You know, she's been kind of laying in state here for many years. You know, she's the hungriest one of them all at this point, and you know, I hope the other ones are just as hungry tonight. If they follow suit, I'll be happy.
What did you get a chance to see out of Sebastopol when you got a chance to look at some film?
Well, you know, similar to our regional final, they have two girls, one that can get downhill with the right hand, one that can get downhill with the left hand, and we got to be able to keep them in front. They score a ton of buckets, and if we can run them off the three-point line and rebound the basketball, we'll be in good shape.
Do they pressure at all?
You know, they'll come up and try to play ball. They play a tough full court man-to-man every once in a while, and, you know, we're going to have to handle it and take care of the basketball, and if we can turn their pressure into points, that's great.
You know, the other thing that you're never afraid of is getting into an up-and-down game with any team. Would that be the case again tonight?
Yeah, you know, with the girls that we have on this squad, they like to run. They like to play fast. So if we can play fast and play efficient, we'll be in good shape.
Those all sounds like keys to a win tonight for you, and best of luck, because it's always fun to be in a sectional final.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's going to be a great atmosphere and a lot of fun.
Oh, if the crowd here is anything like it was down in Adams for the Assumption Royals, this place will be rocking.
Yeah, a bunch of good supporters. I mean, really, you know, no one's getting out of control or anything like that, but they're having fun watching a beautiful game, and a lot of gals that put a lot of time into it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, have a lot of fun, Coach. Best of luck, and let's hope we can get a sectional championship.
Thanks, Randy.
That's Coach Ryan Klein of the Assumption Royals. As we continue with the game show, we'll be back with more on FM 105.5 WIRI.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milks, high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965.
From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis,
the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
We're back here at
Wapaka High School as the Assumption Royals getting set to take on the Pioneers of Sevastopol. They're showing a little tribute here to both teams. They just showed the highlights from the Assumption Royals, and now they're doing the same for the Pioneers of Wapaka. And they're wrapping that up. We were told that would be taking place, and then we would get things underway here tonight from the field house. Both teams, as we said earlier, on 18-game winning streaks. And they are going to introduce the starting lineups for both teams. Let's do the same for the home team, Ben Ricola's Sevastopol Pioneers. They'll start at one guard, Ella Volkman, a 5'4 senior. The second guard is K. Kayla Renly, 5'5", and a senior. The wing is their best player, Naomi Riccola. She is the daughter of Coach Ben Riccola. And the forward, Sienna Kane, 5'10", and a junior. And in the middle, Addison Shosky, 5'8", and a senior. For the number one ranked Assumption Royals, they are the visiting team here tonight. They will start at point guard, Addie Vollert, 5'5", and a senior. The other guard, Sarah Shaw, she also is a senior, 5'6". The forwards, Claire Nelson, 5'7", and a senior, and Jordan Jaglinski, a 5'8", junior. And in the middle, Anna Schooley, 6', she's a senior. So, and some interesting facts about their best player, Naomi Riccola. She spent 4 years on the varsity. She started three of them, entering her senior year. A three-time first-team All-Packer Lions selection, was a WBCA Division V honorable mention All-State as a junior, scored her 1,000th career point in her junior year. She is Sevastopol's all-time leading scorer, as well as Door County's all-time leading scorer, with 1,553 points. And she helped the Pioneers to Packerland titles as a sophomore and junior. They've won the regional titles during her sophomore and this year as well. So she's quite a player from what I was able to find online. Of course, you're familiar with the very talented Assumption Royal group. Yeah, you just don't get to 26-1 by luck, right? They've just been brilliant this season. Let's see if they can't be brilliant one more time and get to the rest next week, Friday. So the Royals in their royal blue uniforms, going from left to right as we see it from the balcony at Wapaka. And the Pioneers in the white, red stripe, and numbers. The officials from Green Bay, ball is in the air, and we are underway as the tip is controlled by Schooley. Jaglinski on the left wing, ball above her head, and we are underway. Sarah Shaw with the ball on the right wing. Goes to Schooley on top. A little man-to-man being employed, as we heard from Coach. They'll play some zone as well. Schooley goes baseline, double team down there. On top, Jaglinski spotting up a three. Got it! That's the kind of start you want. Now let's see what they can do with the pressure and how the Pioneers are able to handle it. We're going to wait to go against Riccola. She double-teamed at the left arc. They'll go right side. Renly for three. Got it. This team can shoot, and Kayla just proved it right there. 3-3. Lob goes in the corner. Jaglinski for another three. That's wide right. Ball battled for. Vollert goes to the floor. Chusky gets the rebound. Up ahead into the hands of Ranley. She gets cut off by Schooley on the left wing. Reload the offense. Chusky on top. They'll put Sarah Shaw out there. They'll double team with Claire Nelson. Get it to the free throw line. Turning the corner. Riccola puts up the layup. No. And the rebound down to Sarah Shaw. Sarah's out on the run. She'll go on the right-hand side to Schooley. Sarah gets knocked to the floor, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Didn't really look like the center, Addison Shosky, was set, but the official who was right there thought she was. So the first on Anna, and we have our first team foul and personal foul here tonight. 3-3, buck 12 gone by thus far in the beginning of the contest. Glad that you're along. They'll double-team Riccola as she gets across half-court. Ball's free. It's on the floor. It's picked up by the Royals. And Addie Vollard has it. Turnover number one on Sevastopol. Right side, Anna Schooley for three. A little bit long. Was right on line. Sarah Shaw, jump ball, and the possession arrow in favor of Sevastopol. So keep it at threes. Just underway. Nice crowd again. Sevastopol, I was told, bought two buses, fan buses tonight. They got a nice crowd down below me to the right, and the Royals, of course, travel very well to the left and straight across the way. And another turnover this time by Sienna Kane. That's number two now on the Pioneers. Jaglinski going back door to Shaw. They got it all set up. She goes across to Nelson, has it blocked by Shosky, and then she gets thrown to the floor by Addison. Oh, they call jump ball. So now it's possession arrow in favor of the Royals. So the freshman coach's daughter, Sadie Riccola, comes into the ballgame as she replaces Sienna Kane. Inbounds to Vollert. On the right wing, Jaglinski pounds the pavement. 2, 3, 4, and then goes left side into the hands of Shaw. Fowler on the free throw line. Good tough defense by Sevastopol. Get it down low to Schooley. She's on the right baseline. Give and go. Shaw off the backboard. No. But there's going to be a foul, and that's going to be against Sevastopol's Kayla Ranley. She is their second leading scorer as she averages 17 points per ball game through 22 games. Shaw's free throw. Good. She'll get another one as it's a two-shot foul. Lady Sanz de Rosas comes in for Claire Nelson. Royals by a single digit. We've played 2 minutes, 17 seconds. Second free throw in the air. Sarah hits them both. 5-3 Assumption. Let's see what the pressure comes now. Give the ball to Ranley. She goes with that left-hand dribble, almost walked. Left-hand side. Ricola off the glass. Got it. She's a pure shooter. And Naomi, the 1,000-point scorer, ties it at fives. Should be a whale of a ball game here tonight, and from the looks of the start, I think it's going to be. Sarah Shaw, give and go. Left hand, get in, no! Vollard off the glass. She gets knocked down, and she'll shoot two as well as this one goes against Shawski. Her first, team second. Let's see what Addie can do at the free throw line, as she will shoot two. So far, the Royals with a three-bomb from Jay Glinski and two free throws from Sarah Shaw. And rattles it in. Thought it was going to be just a hair short, but it crawled over the rim and then came through the hole. 6-5 Royals. Spin, shot, splash. Royals by a bucket. 15-18 to go in half number one. Ranley to Shawski. Up ahead to Ricola. Across the timeline. Right wing, go down low, and we get a bump going to be called against Vollert on the right baseline as it was Sadie Ricola who was trying to go on the baseline. So first on Addie. So Shawski, Addie, the 5'8 senior, will inbound it from the right side of the hoop as the players and I see it. Inbounds goes way into the backcourt to Sienna Kane. She is now just staying in the backcourt. They're running just a four-person offense, which is kind of unusual. Three ball on the way. That's too long that time for Rainey. And the rebound up ahead. Schooley put up the shot. No. And the board secured by Ricola. Two Ricolas on the court. This one is Naomi with the basketball, the senior. Turns the corner, goes to the basket, puts it up and in. Naomi now with 4 points. 7-7, 14 and a half minutes. Still on the first half clock. Lady with a partial dribble penetration, then kicks it back out to Schooley. Now Vollard on the right wing, ball above her head. Shaw tried to turn the corner, but she's cut off by Kane. Right side, Vollard with the ball. She's got it above her head as well. Looking for a backdoor cut to Schooley. Gets it to her. Shawski pops out on the help. Three on the way for Jake Glinski. You know, when I get that loud, it goes down, and she's got two from downtown. It's 10-7 Royals. Lob up ahead, Ricola. Try to double-team her. She dribbles through it all the way to the free throw line. Lady sneaks in there. We're going to get a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to be in favor of the Pioneers. 10-7. We've already got one team on the way to state. Owen Withy today over Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, 37-29. So one of the teams already on the way to Green Bay next week. Friday. Inbounds goes all the way to the backcourt. They just do not even put Kane in the front court. She just stands at the top of the key. I think they're so afraid of a steal and a runout for the Royals that they play four people offensively and really don't get Kane involved. Here's a backdoor cut to Ricola. She goes to the basket, puts it up off the glass, and in again. She is a handful. My goodness. You can see why all the accolades I read to you are very true. Sanz de Rosas has it on the right wing with the right-hand dribble. Goes between the left legs. Backdoor cut. Tried to get it to Shaw. Had to shoot it over the top of the head of the freshman, Sadie Ricola, but Sarah couldn't get it because she had to reach kind of over her head. And it's turnover number one on Assumption, if you don't count all the jump balls. Breaking the pressure. Get it to Naomi Ricola. Back to Shelsky. On the left side, going to the basket with the left hand. Ranley off the glass, too hard. Her rebound taken down by Schooley. She'll go right side to Jaglinski, right back inside to Schooley. Anna's on the right baseline. She'll dribble it twice with the left hand. Spinning away, trying to get away from Shelsky, can't do it. Sarah Shaw at the free throw line, back out to Schooley. Anna now beyond the arc. Right side, Jaglinski. Tries to go with a backdoor pass to Schooley, and she got a forearm shiver from Shelsky. The official was looking down to see if she stepped out of bounds. Missed the shove, and it's going to be turnover number two on Assumption. So the inbounds goes to Ranley. Back to Shelsky. Up ahead to Ricola. Double-triple team her. Now to Shelsky. Underneath, they got the other Ricola open. Has it partially blocked, and then she shoots it over the top of the backboard. And it's going to be Assumption basketball. Claire Nelson will check back in at the 12-13 mark of half one, as she will replace Sarah Shaw. Royals 10-9. Winner of this game, we don't know what time they'll play. Either 9 or around 11 o'clock. Depends upon how they reseed things after all four teams are qualified for the tournament next week. Schooley, Anna, three ball, right side, wide left. Rebound last touched by Jaglinski as she went over the top of Sadie Ricola and knocked it out of bounds. So the inbounds by Shelsky. Pressure coming from the Royals. Shaw putting pressure in the backcourt against Ricola. And now a steal by Schooley. They got numbers. Two on one. Left hand. Jaglinski got it. Nice bounce pass that time from Anna Schooley. Royals up 12-9. Almost looks like Pioneer's getting a little bit tired already. I don't know if they're going to be able to keep up this type of pace. Well, guess we'll find out as time goes by. Left hand dribble. Ricola. Turn around, off the glass, no. Rebound is long and picked up by Ranley. She'll put it up with the left hand, no. Lady Sanz de Rosas with the rebound. Run up the far side of the court, all the way down the paint. And she walked. Yep. Turnover number three on the Royals. Sarah Shaw gets back into the ballgame. And she'll replace Anna Schooley. Shelsky to inbound underneath her own basket. Excuse me, underneath the Royals' basket. Ranley with the left hand. She's a lefty. She handles the ball very well with both hands, as does Ricola. And the younger Ricola. A little runner. A teardrop. Sadie, the freshman, with the finish. 12-11. Just under 11 minutes to go. Royals with that one-point lead. Sarah Shaw with her feet on the arc on the right baseline. People going down on the court. Ballard. Now Jaglinski, a teardrop of her own. Jordan now with 10 points. In the backcourt. And the ball passed, and it's tipped by the Royals out of bounds. Boy, Shosky is really trying to get some air. Comes over to the scorer's table, and she will inbound it between the scorer's table and the Royals bench. Royals to the left of me and the scorer's table. Again, we sit high atop Opaka. Great venue for a great game. Lots of folks here. Shosky picks up a dribble after one. Goes to Ricola. Down the lane, put up the tough runner, and she drew the foul. And she'll shoot two free throws. And that foul going to be on Sarah Shaw. It'll be her first. Three on the Royals now. Naomi, who has three baskets to her name. Six of the 11 Pioneer points. 14-11 Royals. First free throw is good, as you would expect. Jake Linsky back in. We'll replace Claire Nelson. ...14-12, chance to cut this lead to one. If she can knock down the second free throw. On the way, and that one's good too. She shoots them at 81%. And a full timeout going to be taken. We'll take a full with them. We'll be back with more from Opeka right after this.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 20s. More sunshine than clouds for tomorrow and even warmer. Highs in the upper 50s. The warmth continues into next week. Highs well into the 40s and 50s, even a few days in the 60s. It's 42 right now.
WIR 105.5 FM, Wisconsin. 10-10 to go here on the first half clock as the Assumption Royals have themselves a one-point lead in this sectional final. The winner to the Resch next Friday morning. So it'll be Addie Vollert bringing it straight up the court, the home of the Connets. She goes to the basket. It's double-team, and Shawski knocks her to the floor and then helps her back up. That's going to be number two on the 5'8 senior. Team foul number three. So both teams with three team fouls. And we're going to get Olivia Dusler replacing Shawski with those couple fouls. Don't want her to get her third 10 minutes into the ballgame. Or excuse me, just 8 minutes into the ballgame. There's a backdoor cut. Schooley with the shot off the glass. Too long, and Kane with the rebound for the Pioneers. Spinning in the backcourt away from the pressure, and then knocking it out of bounds is Vollert as Cola. Went to the right side of the court, right in front of the Royal student body. Sadie looking, goes into the backcourt to Dusler. Jake Linsky on her, bounces it to Kane, leaves it to Ranley. Ranley on the run out, puts it off the glass with the left hand and in. She averages 17 a game. She now has five, and she's given the Pioneers a one-point lead. Jake Linsky on the left wing. Sarah Shaw on the baseline, back around to Jake Linsky, will rotate the perimeter. Lady dribbles it up to the free throw line and then hands it off to Anna Schooley. Right side, Vollert. They look to double-team her. She'll stop and go to Schooley. Right baseline, Sarah Shaw stepped out of bounds. As she tried to drive the baseline, got a toe on the line. That's turnover number four. So Addie Vollert will take a seat. Claire Nelson back into the ballgame for Assumption. Dusler over to Ranley. Ranley with the left-hand dribble. Oh, walked. She just got away with one right in front of the official. And right in front of the Royals bench, and they reacted. Sadie Nicola now has it taken away by Jake Linsky. Royals are out on the fly. Here goes Sarah Shaw. Ranchi knocks down Kane. She gets knocked down. Ball goes out of bounds. The only whistle is saying out of bounds Royals. Lady will take a seat and be replaced by Addie. For Assumption, who trail it by one, 8:49 to go, half one. Looking. Got it inbounds just at the last second to Shaw. She had to go back for it, picked it up, turned around. Everybody dropped off of her. She's got a look from 5 feet, banks it up and misses it. Jake Linsky, watch out from behind as Jordan has it stripped by Kane. And then on the floor, picked up by the Pioneers. So a turnover both ways there. And in the backcourt, Ricola goes to Ranley. And it's stolen away by Schooley. Anna, one-on-one. Put it up off the glass. No, but Kane is going to get called for the foul. And for Sienna, it'll be her first, team's fourth. Sienna doesn't really even go into the front court. She just stays back so that the Royals aren't able to get complete breakaways when they get steals. So two shots up and coming for Anna. She has not scored yet this evening. A chance to do that right here. And she does. We knotted at 15s with 8:19 to go, half one. This team can score in bunches and in a hurry. And by this team, I mean Sevastopol and Assumption. They both have that ability. Royals now back on top as Schooley hits the second free throw. 16-15. Ranley on the left side. Double team. Crosses it around to Dusler. She dragged the pivot foot that time. And they caught her. Turnover number six on the Pioneers. Lady back into the ball game. And who's she going to replace here? Sarah Shaw. Royals only going six deep on Thursday, and might be the plan again here tonight, so they just try to rotate for everybody when they get a chance. Pretty interchangeable parts for the Royals. No Emily Bone out there. That does it. Lady running the baseline. Puts up the teardrop. Doesn't get it to go. Overshoots it. And last touch, they'll say, by Voller. And Shelsky with those two fouls coming back in the ball game. Seven ticks under 8 minutes to go from Wapaka. Sectional number two. Sectional final. The winner can cut down the nets and go to Green Bay. Shelsky in the backcourt. Ranley still short of the timeline. Long cross-court pass to Sadie. Goes over to Kane. Right side, Shelsky. They're still near the half-court line. She turns around. She's going to throw it to Kane, but Kane's like 12 feet in the backcourt. Ranley with the left hand. Right side, baseline, teardrop runner once again. This one's a little bit long that time. Maybe a little bit of getting winded out there. Ricola. Naomi unable to connect that time. Schooley to Vollert. Outside. Claire, three! Claire, three, Nelson! And the Royals have their biggest lead of the ball game at 4 points. Ricola running it into the forecourt against a pressure by Addie Vollert, and then gets double-teamed by Lede. Shelsky, right side, hands it off to Sadie. Ricola, that's Ranley now with the left-hand dribble. Goes against Jay Glinski. Turns the edge, left hand. She's soft with that left hand. It's just hard to really want to guard that left hand even though you know it's coming. And she does a nice soft job with it off the glass. 19-17 Assumption, 6:23. Still to go in the first half. As I say, this team can score in a hurry. They were losing to Green Bay New Lutheran 33-13 with 12 minutes to go, and they won by four. So they can score in a hurry. Jaglinski for three, wide left. Rebound to Kane. And they get it to Shelsky. And it's almost stolen away by Jaglinski. It's knocked out of bounds. Shaw back in, replacing Schooley for Assumption. One tick over, 6 minutes still to go here. 19-17 Assumption. Kane catches in the backcourt. Almost a steal by Vollert. And then trying to save it is Ricola, and it saves it right to the Royals. So Royals have the basketball with a 20 lead. Shaw in the paint. Gets back out to Claire Nelson. Seven turnovers now on the Pioneers. Dump it inside. Vollert has it poke checked away. Six turnovers on the Royals, and then a reach-in foul. Going to go against... going to be against Jordan Jaglinski. It'll be her first. Addie Vollert will take a seat, replaced by Anna Schooley. Shaw, Jaglinski, Vollert, and Schooley, all with a foul each for the Pioneers. Ranley, Kane, each with one. Shelsky with two. So, even number of fouls been called here thus far. Shelsky will take it across the timeline. She'll get double-teamed. Ahead, there goes Ranley again with that left hand. You know she's going to finish, and she does. Kayla Ranley, she has 9 points. And the ball game is tied at 19s. 5:19 to go. Half one. Royals with the basketball as they go left to right. Right towards 105.5 WIRI on your radio dial. Shawn, the left arc, takes it on the baseline, and there's got to be a block, right? Yep. They're going to call the block, and I think it's going to go against Amy Ricola. Her first. Team's fifth. Patty Ballard back in, replaces Sarah Shaw. So the official adjusts the whistle. And we're all set to go here. Ballard looking, gets it inbounds to Schooley on the left baseline. To Lede, who's going to dribble it to the right elbow and then leave it for Jay Glinski. Claire Nelson back out. Schooley three ball, just a bit wide left. Ranley with a rebound. She's going to take it herself across the 10-second line. A little arm bar with her right arm to keep Claire Nelson off of her. Get it to Ricola. She goes to the right elbow and has it poke checked away by Claire Nelson. Turnover number 8 now on the Pioneers. Schooley goes inside to Addie Vollert. There's a collision down there, and the foul is going to be whistled against Sadie Ricola, the freshman, her first, team 6th. So for the final 4 minutes, the Royals going to be shooting free throws. Not this one yet, but anything from here on out. Vollert looking, gets it into Sarah Shaw off the glass and good. Very nice out-of-bounds play run by the Royals. And they lead it by 2 as we approach the 4 minute mark of half number 1. Sadie tries to throw it across court, and boy, are they going to luck out as it hit the referee, and then it was saved by Kane, but then she saved it right over to Lede, who got fouled, and Lede will shoot free throws. And that's the worst case scenario for the Pioneers, because in that exchange, the nice save was made by Shawski, but then when she saved it off the foot of the official, she just picked up her third personal. So that was kind of very unfortunate for the Pioneers. And I think Coach wants a timeout, gives us a chance to thank all of our sponsors for allowing us to make the trip over here to Wapaka. Econ Electric Incorporated, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, A Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CBB. We just love the support of our local businesses. Hopefully we can bring you some more games next week from the Resch Center. And if you'd like to get on board and that happens, give a call to Pam and the folks at WIRI and WFHR, 715-424-1300 during business hours, so that we can bring these games your way. 4 minutes exactly to go here in this very exciting sectional final between the Pioneers of Sevastopol up from Institute, Wisconsin. North of Sturgeon Bay, about 15, 20 minutes. Lady, with her first chance to get into the scoring column, has a 1-1. It's too hard off the bracket. And the rebound secured by Bryn Schottner. Her first action here tonight. As we stayed, Royals with that 2-point lead. And now we got a 10-second violation in the backcourt. And Coach Ricola not real happy. Turnover number 9 now. Royals will inbound it between the scorer's table and the Pioneers bench. Ballard does the honors, gets it into Lede, right back to Addie. Addie on the right wing, spitting down low. Good defense down low by Dusler. Left side, lob it to Schooley. Goes into the paint. Right side, Lede, 7-footer. It was halfway down, came out. I don't know if you could hear the crowd go, oh, but they did. And now Ricola in the back court. To Ranley, wide open down court, is the younger Sadie Ricola with the catch and the finish. And we're tied at 21s. Up ahead, Shaw off the glass, short, rebound battled for, and dug out of there by Schottner. They'll leave it for Ricola, top of the wheel. Ball in the hands of Schartner. She stays back on the defensive end, so again, no fast breaks can occur. Kane goes to the floor hard, and she's not getting up very quickly. She got walloped. She's still in the backcourt. Royals got 5-on-4 right now. Don't know if they realize it, but nice adjustment being made by the Pioneers. And they're going to have to take Kane out because she already had a brace on that right knee, and that going down hard did not help her. Trainer from WPAC over there to tend to her. So Assumption will have the basketball as they stopped going forward on that, reloaded the offense, and then when they did that, the officials said, let's stop play and make sure we get that young lady some attention. Hopefully it's nothing too serious as she's sitting down, just being talked to by the trainer, and the trainer now walks away. So hopefully it's just one of those hard bangs to the floor, and she's going to recover from it just fine. We got a dandy. 21-21, 2:31 is what's remaining here in this first half of play. Royals will be in the bonus. 4 team fouls on Assumption. Royals thus far 6-for-7 from the charity stripe. You only missed that last one by Lady. So Vollert to inbound again between the scorer's bench and the Pioneers bench. Gets it to Schooley, and she'll get the handoff right back from Anna. Jay Glinski. They're going to pay special attention to her. They have Randley on her. Make sure she doesn't jack up too many from beyond the arc. Backdoor cut to Schooley on the inside. Back outside to Sarah Shaw. A little floater off the glass. Good. Sarah Shaw now with her second basket to go along with a couple of free throws. She has 6 points. And Assumption again ahead by 2. Randley going against Lady. Right side. Into the hands of Dusler. The younger Ricola. And now the ball is poked and picked up by Lady. Turnover number 10 on the Pioneers. Ahead, Jay Glinski, right wing, inside to Schooley. Anna, backdoor cut. Sarah Shaw missed it. Rebound, Sarah Shaw. Jump ball going to be called. Possession arrow, Royals. Claire Nelson will check back in. See who she'll come in for. Sends De Rosas. 94 seconds to go. Half number 1. 23-21 Royals. They have the lead and the ball. Schooley. 10-footer. Yes. She got the friendly bounce at times. It hit the front of the rim. Hit the backboard and crawled in the hoop. Royals by 4. Naomi. Cross court. Getting close to a 10-second call. Claire Nelson gets the INT as they were concerned about the 10-second violation. There's a pass up ahead. Ranley with the steal and a foul in the backcourt. Going to go against the Royals. It's going to go against Jordan J. Glinski. It'll be her second, team's 5th. See if they sit her down over the final 69 seconds. Got to play smart, not get your 3rd a silly foul here, Jordan. Inbounds. She's got a tough assignment as she goes against Ricola. Almost an over and back. Pressure in the backcourt. Left side, Ricola. And now it's taken away by Schooley, and then falling on top of her is Naomi Ricola. It's going to be her 2nd. So 1-1 up and coming for Schooley with 53 seconds to go. And Assumption by 4. First free throw on the way for Anna. Rattles out. Rebound comes down to Sadie Ricola. Up ahead, Rainley. You got a breakout to Sadie again. She'll put it up with the left hand. She missed it. And in the backcourt, coming down with the rebound is Sarah Shaw. Look out from behind, Sarah. She'll go left-hand side to Vollert with 37 seconds remaining. Schooley will pop out. She tried to post up, wasn't able to do so, so then she pops out. Dusler with a good defense. Now Anna, as she's dribbling to the basket, has it stolen away by Ranley, and this is going to be a layup for the left-hander. And she got it. She now has 11 points. And the Royals by two with 15 seconds to go before half. See if they can't get Jay Glinski open for another three here, like they did against Pacelli. Sarah Shaw drives, left hand, layup, scoops, misses the layup at the buzzer, and we have come to the end of the first half of play, where the scoreboard reads, the Assumption Royals, 25, the Pioneers of Sevastopol, 23. I'm going to add up some numbers. I'm going to send it back to Seth so he can play a little bit of country and western music for you. We'll be back here in about, 8 minutes or so, bringing those stats to you as you're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI. Now we're back here at Wapaka as the Assumption Royals lead it at the break 25-23. Let's take a look at some of the individual and team statistics. First of all, for Sevastopol's Ben Ricola, they've been led in scoring by Kayla Rainley. Kayla Rainley with 11 points. She averages 17 on the year. Naomi Ricola with 8. She averages 17.1 points per ball game. And then sister and daughter of coach Sadie Ricola with 4 points. That's it. Just 3 players have scored for the Pioneers. And their center, Asenchowski, the 5'8 senior, with 3 fouls. 14 boards, 5 assists, 3 blocks, and 4 steals, along with 11 turnovers for the Pioneers and for the Assumption Royals. The 5 starters have all scored thus far. Jordan Jaglinski, with a couple of 3 balls, has 10 points. 6 for Sarah Shaw, 4 for Anna Schooley, 3 for Claire Nelson, and 2 for Addie Valder. Royals 6-for-8 from the charity stripe for 75%. 7 assists, 9 rebounds, 11 steals, 1 block. They themselves have turned it over 7 times. And I think I maybe failed to mention that Sevastopol's only shot 2 free throws, those both from Naomi Ricola, and she has made them both. So one of our friends down the way here from, used to be over at Newman Catholic, came over and shared all those wonderful stats with me. Very appreciative. And so we are now 18 minutes away, unless we go OT, from one of these teams heading down to the rest center. I guess we'd say over to the rest center in Green Bay, while the other team has their 18-game winning streak snapped. It'll be Pioneer basketball as they go towards 105.5 on the radio dial here in half number 2. Good to see Sienna Kane back out there, and she immediately throws it away. Up ahead to Sarah Shaw, who gets knocked to the floor hard by the freshman, Naomi, or Sadie, I should say. That'll be Sadie Ricola's. Second personal foul, Sarah Shaw, who has been to the free throw line one time. Now for her second trip there. She was 2-for-2. She missed the first. Being a two-shot foul, she'll get the backside. Let's see what Sarah can do here. She has 6 points on the ball game. And too hard off the bracket again. So Sarah now 2-for-4. Ripple into the front court. Swing it on the left side. Sadie with it. Long 3 for Ranley. Airballed it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be the Royals basketball. 17:39. Just underway in half number 2. Assumption by 2 with the basketball. And man-to-man still being employed by the Pioneers. Addie Vollert goes baseline. A little cross-court pass to Jay Glinski. Schooley and Shaw now with it. Sarah picks up her dribble over to Anna. Anna goes against Shelsky. Might as well. She's got 3. See if they can't get that 4th. Shaw pops out with the help on the right side. Schooley backing down against Shelsky. Hands it off to Valley. Addie backs it off beyond the arc. 3 ball on the way. Just a little bit left. Rebound tipped. Shaw has it in the paint. Goes around left side. Jake Linsky. Now pop out on her. Ranley playing really good defense on Jordan. Schooley now down the paint. Right hand layup good. I think Anna And the coaching staff said, I think we're going to go against Shalsky here. And she's got those three fouls, so she's going to play a little bit more carefully, maybe. Yeah, at least in the early stages of half number two. And almost a steal. Ricola does have the ball come free. Sister picks it up. Back to older sister. Three ball high. Archer halfway down. It came out. The crowd was on its feet for the Pioneers. They had to sit back down. And here's Vollard. Spin move. Left hand has it blocked from behind. Sarah Shaw with the save on the baseline. Sarah's going to jack up a three. Splash! Sarah Shaw, who just missed a couple of free throws, just buries one high archer from the right baseline. And the Royals with their biggest lead of the ballgame at seven. Ricola clears out with the right arm. Goes over to Ranley. She goes down the paint. Little teardrop earner. Airballs it again. It's going to go out of bounds and be Assumption basketball. Little bit of frustration starting to set in for the Pioneers here as we have played 2 minutes and 3 seconds of half number two. They will play man-to-man, but they'll pick it up at the arc, will the Pioneers. Shaw, Vollert, right side. Jay Glinski thought about the three, thought better of it. Backdoor cut. There's a kick, fortunately for the Royals. And it'll be their basketball to the left of the hoop as we see it. Beautiful venue here in Wapaka. A beautiful new imaging board up. Not using it, just as Assumption versus Sebastopol. Here's Schooley to Shaw. Left baseline. Vollert has it knocked away and out of bounds by Kane. Good to see Sienna Kane, who went down hard early and late in that first half, back in the ballgame. Never want to see anybody go out for either team. Inbounds goes to Jay Glinski. Schooley out on top. Left side, Vollert, baseline runner, blocked out of bounds again by Kane. And the Royals will have it under their hoop on the left-hand side one more time. A lot of contact, but, you know, sectionals, they don't want people to have to foul out. And so they let them play on, and we kind of like that because both teams don't go real deep. Now Vollert turning the corner. Gets it inside. Shaw has it blocked by Kane. Now they call a foul. That was probably the best block of the bunch. Sienna Kane with her second personal second team. It's going to send Sarah Shaw back to the free throw line. Can probably hear the displeasure of the Pioneer fans. Of course, they're way on the right side of the court, and the official is 6 feet away. Shaw rattled it, got it. That one wanted to come out, but it stuck. 31-23, Royals 15-21 to go. Sarah will get the second free throw as well. Give it a couple of bounces on the way, and this one splash. Nothing but twine that time. Cola passes it past Ranley, taken away by Vollert. Schooley knocks down Shalsky, puts up the jumper, no. Rebound by the younger Ricola. And the Royals now back on the defensive end. Double team in the baseline. Come back out on top to Shalsky. Ranley, she's about 5 feet behind the arc, right between the circles, basically. Left hand, she's going to go to the rack. It has it pulled right away from her. Stolen out of her hands by Vollert. Added to the basket. And we're going to have a foul that's going to be called, I believe, on the freshman. Nope. That's going to be on the senior, Naomi Ricola. Boy, they lose her. They are in deep trouble. That's her third. So the Royals looking. Come on, Addy. Gets it inbounds to Schooley. Anna goes against Shalsky. Turns the corner. Puts up the shot. No. Rebound on the backside. Yes! Sarah Shaw with the putback. And we've got, again, this time the shoe comes off of Kane. So they stop play so she can reload the shoe and retie it. Royals with their biggest lead of the ball game, 34-23. He is Lady Sanz de Rosas. Comes back in, replacing Claire Nelson. Be interesting to see the next couple of minutes. This team can rally. We've seen it on film. They were down 20 to Green Bay New Lutheran. Came back with 12 minutes to go and won that ball game. Got to keep Ranley from going with her left hand, which she's doing right now down the paint with the runner, and got it. She just took that pass and just went coast to coast that time. She now has 13. 34-25. Schooley being picked up by Shalsky. Trying to go baseline. Spin move. Loses it. Picks it back up. Puts it up. No, but I think Shalsky just got number four. Yep. And it's going to send Anna to the free throw line where she is 2 for 3 tonight. She'll shoot 2 here. How long will Coach stay with Michalski? We'll find out. First one up and good. He will not take any more time. She's going to take a seat and be replaced by Bryn Schartner. Schartner, a 5'10 sophomore. Schooley, first was good. Second free throw on the way. That one short. Rebound, however, goes to Addie Bauer. Got it. Didn't box out. Addie has her second basket, and now Leyde knocks it out of bounds. Almost was able to get it off of Ranley. And Coach Nicola is talking to the official, asking him a few questions, and then says, I want a timeout. He wants a full timeout. Seth, back at our studios, engineering our broadcast. Why don't we just take a 30? We don't want to miss a single moment of this exciting game for you. 30-second timeout. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
We have Seth Habinger back at our studios engineering our broadcast for us tonight. Doing a superb job per usual. We always thank him for being available. Laura Berg did a great job on Thursday night through all of our technical difficulties. And sure blessed to have great people back at the studios so that we can bring you these ball games along with our sponsors, huh? Wow. Royals by 12. They led it by 2 at the break. Right now they have outscored the Pioneers 12-2 in half number 2. Tie up. They're going to call a foul on the reach-in on Sarah Shaw. Said he grabbed the arm, but Royals don't buy it. They thought there was a jump ball there. But the official is right there again, so you have to trust his judgment. And that's the second foul on Sarah. Ball almost taken away by Sarah. As they get it into Schottner. Now the ball's popped free. The freshman regathers. They double-team her. She goes in the corner. She's in some real trouble. She throws it way out high as Schottner happens to be in the backcourt and then runs into the front court to grab it. Bump by Shaw. And we're going to get a reach-in foul. Going to go against Jay Glinski. That's going to be number 3 on Jordan, second on the team. And the coach, right in the official's ear that time. Thought they should have had a foul on the bump before and then called the touch on the second one through. It's going to be tough to officiate and have a coach right in your ear calling for a foul. There's a lob to Kane. She spins on the baseline. Goes over to the younger Ricola for 2. Sadie now with 6 points. And the lead is down to 10. And we're down to 13 minutes to go. Addie Ballard between the circles. Into the hands of Sarah Shaw. Left side, Leyde for 3. That's going to be wide right. Rebound, tip, run down, dug out of there by Ballard. Quadruple team, they pull it away from Addie. Turnover on the Royals, number 8. Bodies flying all over the place. Little push off with the left arm by Ricola. And now we're going to have a block or a run through. They're going to talk about it. See who they call this on. It's going to be on Ballard. She ran right through the screen set up that time. So that's number 2 on Addie. Claire Nelson in for Leyde. 37-27, 12-35. Still remaining in the sectional final. Olivia Dussler. Give Schartner a little breather. going to be between those two girls to make up for Shovsky, who's on the bench with four fouls. And the coach will have to see how long he leaves her on the bench. Double team now on Kane. Ball almost gets ripped free. Ricola will take it to the basket, put it in. When she gets to the basket, Naomi does not disappoint. She now has 10 points, and the lead dwindles to 8. Sarah Shaw, right side, Anna Schooley, crosses the dribble against the freshman. Put it up with the left hand, too hard. Rebound up, no good. Battling inside. It's going to be Assumption basketball, as I think Jordan got fouled that time. It's going to go against Sadie Ricola. 5 team fouls now on the Pioneers, 3 on the Royals. Abby inbounds it to Anna. Anna turns on the inside, puts it up, hits the bottom of the rim, tries to crawl over the top, hits the backboard, but comes back out. Kane with a rebound. Ranley in the backcourt. Ahead to the younger Ricola. Now Ranley to the left elbow. Stops and gets it back into the hands of Ricola, who let a 3-ball fly from the corner. That's an air ball. And the rebound is tipped away and grabbed out of there by a great hustle by Addie Bowler. Jay Glinski, left corner. Shaw out on top. Schooley. She's going to drive to the basket with the right hand and finish. And a Schooley. 5 in the second half. 9 in the ball game. Royals back on top by 10. 11:20 remaining. Look out. Here's Ranley on the left side. They cut off the baseline this time. They'll go to the right elbow. Sadie over to Naomi. Back off to Ranley. 10-footer, good. She is a pure shooter, folks. She has 15 points. Up ahead, Sarah Shaw off the glass. Too hard. And the rebound. Grabbed out there by the Pioneers. Ranley on the left side of the court. Slams on the brakes just shy of the 10-second line. Now dribbles across. They put Kane in the backcourt again. Go 4-on-5. 3-ball on the way for Ricola. No. And the rebound dug out of there. Saved by Voller, but she saves it to Ranley, who put up the jumper and hit it. And she is now at her average for the year of 17 points. 39-33. Assumption was up by 12 points. The Pioneers have cut it in half. 10:15 to go. Addie, baseline, grabbed that time. That was an easy follow. Just put her arm right on the shoulder, did Sadie Ricola. And as Shaw tried to drive by, a pretty easy call for the official. Shelsky back in along with Lady Sanz de Rosas, replacing Addie Ballard. So Shaw will inbound it for Assumption. Left of the basket, leading it by 6. 10:12 to go. Oh, a nice look inside. Claire Nelson didn't get it to go. Rebound, gets it right back, misses it again. Kane can't control it. And they'll say tapped away by Shaw. So they'll have to go length of the court, will the Pioneers. Shelsky on the inbounds. Hits it to Naomi. Naomi and Sadie, the Ricolas. Kane goes back into the backcourt. Trying to post up is Naomi against Sarah Shaw. She now gets it at the jump circle. 3-ball on the way for Shelsky. Good. That girl can shoot too. Just proved it right there. And now a timeout going to be taken by the Royals. As Addison Shelsky gets her first basket. And the lead is down to 3. So the momentum all the way on the right side here. They're going to take a full, but I'm just going to take a 30 once again. Back with more right after this.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Pekka in this Division 5 Sectional 2 Sectional Final. The winner goes to Green Bay, and depending on the seating, will play at either 9 o'clock or about 11 o'clock next Friday morning against an opponent to be determined. We know one team that's going already. That's the Blackhawks of Owen Withy. They defeated Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran 37-29. Our score, 39-36 Assumption. They have the basketball coming out of the timeout, do the Royals. They will inbound it between the scorer's table and their own bench. Shaw to do the inbounding. Sarah goes into the backcourt to Lady. And we are back underway. Jay Glinski has Ranley on her. Back out on top to Claire Nelson. Left side, Lady will jack up a three. Got it! First basket for Lady. And the Royals back up now by six. Shelsky in the forecourt. Up ahead to Naomi. Over to Shelsky. She goes up to the arc. Leaves it for Naomi. Left side for Sadie. Sadie jab steps a couple of times and goes back out to Shelsky. She's hounded out there by a couple of Royals. Jay Glinski and Shaw. Handoff. Shelsky almost loses it. Able to regather it. Under 9 minutes to go now. Royals by six. Shelsky picks up her dribble. Right side. Naomi to Sadie. A long three. That's off the bracket. And the rebound. The Royals knock it away from each other. Sarah and Lady both went after it. And they knocked it away from each other. And Pioneers have another possession. Ranley. She thought about a three. She's going to go left baseline instead. And she gets it partially blocked. But the rebound is put up and in. By, I believe that was Dusler. Nope, that was Naomi Ripola. So she has 12. Royals by four. Schooley right side. Claire Nelson with the ball above her head. Lady going to spot up another three and wide right. Airballed this one. Boy, it was just the right distance. I was ready to give you the three call, but unfortunately it went to the right, and it'll be Pioneer basketball as Anna comes out of the ball game, and Claire Nelson back in for Assumption. So Ranley catches the inbounds against Lede. Back over to Shelsky, who she received the inbounds pass from. Shelsky stops just shy of the 10-second mark, and then she turns and throws it right to Coach. Turnover unofficially number 14 now on the Pioneers. Anna with a real quick breather. Comes in for Claire Nelson. 7 minutes, 46 seconds to go. Assumption 42. Sevastopol 38. From Institute, just up the east coast of Door County from Sturgeon Bay, about 15 minutes. The little village of Institute, huh? Got a school there, and that's about it. Royals now trying to build on that lead. Schooley's going to take it all the way to the basket. Blows by Shelsky. And gets the lay-in. Shelsky with those four fouls really can't do anything about it. She now has in the backcourt. Long pass up ahead. Almost poked away by Schooley. Gathered by Ranley. And they'll reload the offense. Naomi pivoting away from problems. Oh, Lady almost got the steal. Ranley lob ahead. Shelsky going to let another three fly. That one's too long. Off the glass. And the rebound comes down to Anna Schooley. A tough pass ahead to Jay Glinski. What a good catch by Jordan. And Assumption will go right back to Jordan as she went to Anna that time. She'll now dribble, penetrate, little floater herself. No, long off the bracket. Ranley's got the rebound. She's out on the run. Royals trying to get at her and stop her from making that run, and they do. So they're going to have to reload, will the Pioneers, trailing it by six. 6:36 to go. Ball's on the left wing. Naomi Ricola. Down in low. Ranley, I should say. Put it up, no. Rebound, Shaw. Royals come on the run out. Sarah Shaw, tough pass, and it goes out of bounds. And they'll say it was last touched by Schooley. Both she and Shelsky kind of got there, and they say last touched by the Royals. Just looking at the conversation between coach and the referee. Sadie back in the ball game. She replaces Dusler. And now Anna Schooley knocks it free. Turnover number 15 on the Pioneers. Baseline. Follert, put it up. Got it! Addie went down hard. She's limping a little bit. She grabbed her right ankle a little bit. I think she's going to be okay. Addie now with 6 points. Royals now with that lead back to 8. Shelsky, left-hand side. Sadie across the top to Randall. Kayla. She passes. Schooley almost got the INT. Ball's on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball. And the possession arrows in favor of the Royals. Turnover number 16. Tonight on the Pioneers. 5:37 to go. This is eerily similar to last year against Albany Monticello. This was almost the identical score with about the exact same amount of time left. Let's hope that this year we have a different finish for the Royals. Jay Glinski, she'll drive all the way to the basket. Left hand, scoop, no. Schooley with the rebound. Shaw off the glass, no. The rebound knocked out of bounds, I think last touched by the Pioneers. Royals with a couple of good looks, just could not finish from close range. 5:19 on the clock. Come on, throw it in, does, gets it in, bounces Shaw. She tries to put it up, has it knocked out of her hands. It'll be Royal basketball again. They had to be on about count number 4.5 that time before the ball was inbounded by the Royals. Looking again, still looking. They go way out on top this time to be safe. In the hands of Shaw. Sarah between the circles, crosses it from left to right, now back to left, and then goes on the left side to Ballard. Addie dribbles it, cannot penetrate against Ricola. Working her way inside, goes right side. Claire Nelson going to spot up a 3-ball. Yes! That's her second bomb of the ball game. And the Royals lead it by 9. Just under 5 minutes still to go here from Wapaka. Ball's loose. Taken away by Shaw. Sarah will stop and pop off the glass. Gone! Sarah Shaw now. Putting the Royals on top 51-38. Pressure defense going to the floor. Almost a travel to get to Randley, and she's going to just slow things down. Royal pressure has led to a 13-point assumption lead with 4.25 to go. Shelsky thought about the 3. Goes over to Kane instead, who was in the backcourt once again and came out. Jay Glinski pops out on Shelsky. She drives, she goes to the floor, and they're going to call travel. And she's holding her right knee and ankle as she is in some pain. And they're going to send the trainer out to take a look at her. So they're going to have to bring in a substitute Chartner. And they'll send both teams to the bench while Shelsky gets up and kind of hobbles her way back to the huddle. And nice round of applause from both teams here, both fan bases. Love to see the sportsmanship. The athletic director running out to do a little mop up there where she fell and a little perspiration on the basketball court. 4 minutes, 13 seconds to go until one of these two teams heads to the rush. Right now the Royals are on top, 51-38. Kind of surprisingly, no pressure from Sevastopol. Maybe because they know don't want to give up an easy one to the Royals. Rather meet them at half court. And they meet them actually at the arc. See if the Royals, with 4 minutes exactly to go, are going to spread things out and run a little offense. 13-point lead. Even if you turn it over a couple of times, you still, it's a lot to make up. There's a push by Randley as she goes against Schooley. Boy, Anna had to do some pretty fancy dribbling to keep possession of that time. Randley really with the defensive prowess that time. Shaw right at the jump circle, 3:35 to go. They've successfully almost taken 1 minute off the clock. And like I said, it's about all you got to do. Just the clock is as big an enemy right now as Sevastopol, if not bigger. Shaw, a little forearm shiver against Kane. She goes back and forth. She stays out of the 5-second count by keeping distance. Now gives it to Claire Nelson, gives it right back to Sarah. Sarah probably can use a little breather on the dribble. There's a lot of defense being played. They're trying to double team. We're down to 3 minutes and 5 seconds now. Ballard gets banged from the side. That's going to go against the older Naomi Ricola. It's her fourth. That's the team's seventh. So Royals at the free throw line the rest of the ball game. Addie Vollard, who has 6 points, will shoot a 1-1. 3:04 to go. Royals by 13. Free throw is in the air and good. Dusler back into the ball game, placing Schartner. One more up and coming here on the backside of the bonus for Addie. Royals by 14. Royals by 15. And she hits them both. And we are just 3 minutes away from the rush center. Royals 53-38. Ranley to Dusler. Ball comes popping free. Jay Glinski gets fouled, brought to the floor, and she's going to take a walk to the other end, and she's going to shoot a 1-1 as that foul is going to be called against Schartner. Well, excuse me, Dusler, they said. 23, not 32. I turned the numbers around. Excuse me. And let's see what Jordan can do at the free throw line. She gets a 1-1. They'll have to bring the sub in right now because it is a 1-1. And speaking of one, number one, Ella Volkman into the ball game. She started, but sure didn't play a whole lot here tonight. Jordan has not been to the free throw line. She has not scored here in the second half until now. She had 10 in the first. She now has 11. And she, too, will earn the backside of the bonus. 18 fouls on the Pioneers. 2:48 to go. Royals by 16. Second free throw, 17. And if you're a Royal fan, just survived these last 2:45, and the ball goes through the hands of the freshman. Picked off by Vollert and stolen away by Ranley. And she'll put it up off the glass. Miss it. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up again. Miss it again. Now Vollert comes away with it. She gets tackled. And that's going to be against Ranley. For Kayla, it will be her second. Team's ninth. And walking to the free throw line is Addie Vollert, who was just there moments ago. And this will be the last of the 1-1s. As it's the ninth team foul with 2.5 minutes to go. Free throw in the air for Vollert. Good. Every one of these goes. Gets that ticket punched a little deeper. And the hanging Chad will go away. Free throw on the way. Yes. Addie. 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Yes. Schalski back in the ballgame for Kayla. Excuse me, for Kane. Royals by 19 with 2.5 minutes to go. This would be some kind of comeback if the Pioneers could pull this off. Schalski in the backcourt. Ricola. Cross-court pass to Ricola, the freshman. Baseline gets triple teamed down there, and then ball goes out of bounds. They'll say last touch by Assumption. And we're down to 2:14. People are going to look at this final score and say, boy, it must not have been much of a close contest. They'd be way wrong. Royals only led it by 2 at the break. There's Ranley with that little teardrop again. Such a smooth shooter. Kayla Ranley, a 5'5 senior, now has 19 points. And a foul in the backcourt going to be whistled against Ranley, her third. And Addie will go to the free throw line. This time it's going to be the super bonus. Exactly 2 minutes to go. 2 minutes away from Green Bay. Addie gives it a spin. 3 dribbles. Another spin. And a splash. Royal coaching staff starting to think this might be under control, shaking some hands as Addie hits a second. Perfect 8 for 8 for Vollert from the charity stripe tonight. Cola goes by Jay Glinski. Baseline clear cuts her off. They knock it off the knee of Ricola. It's going to be Assumption basketball turnover number 20 unofficially here tonight on Sevastopol. I looked at the scores. This might be their largest loss of the season. Royal pressure. They're really doing the job once again tonight. Free throws a big difference as well. Right now, Addie Vollert just dribbling at the jump circle. Gets it over to Sarah Shaw. She'll go left side, Claire Nelson. Claire gets double teamed. Back out to Addie, to Jay Glinski. Right now, the Pioneers not fouling. Let's hope they don't with a minute 25 to go, down by 19. No reason to foul at this point. Jay Glinski getting triple teamed. Goes right side to Vollert. Addie back to Jordan, and now she does get fouled. Why? Not sure. And I think that's going to be number 4 on Kayla. And for Jordan, she has 12 points. Two threes, two baskets, and two free throws. That's pretty even, huh? And five subs are getting set to come in for the Royals. First one is good for Jordan. So four will come out. All the seniors. Claire Nelson, Anna Schooley, Sarah Shaw, Addie Vollert getting high fives from all the coaches, all four of them. They're jumping around. The seniors are celebrating. And as soon as Jordan, let's hope she gets this one to go so she can celebrate with them, and she does. So she will now come out as well. And she will also get to celebrate with her senior friends, get the big hug from Dad, as the Assumption Royals are going to be heading down to Green Bay on Friday. And we'll find out if it's 9 or 11. 61-40, Royals by 21 with 60 seconds to go. Cola, Naomi, long on the shot. A rebound comes down into the Royals' Kylie Carroll. The two Owies are out there, Lania and Brianna, along with Emily Morozik. Ball on top into the hands of Elena right now. Kylie Carroll. She goes over to Morozik. High pass, almost stolen away by Ricola. And she finally did get the steal. She spins in the paint, puts it up with the right hand, and gets one more basket behind her name. As a substitute going to come into the ballgame with 18 seconds to go. The senior Scheltner comes in, replaces Schelski, in tears, as you would imagine. And Coach Ricola clearing the bench. His wife giving hugs to Kane, Randley, the daughter. Tough on the family, as they were so close. I think I heard something like 40 years. First time in like 40 years they've had a chance to get to state. And a couple years ago, they had like four of their five starters were injured right before the end of the year, so they were unable to make that trip. I think they lost to Leona Wabino as well that year. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. The Assumption Royals are headed back to the state tournament in Green Bay. The rush to the Resch continues as Assumption wins it by the final of 61-42. We got a whole lot of numbers to add up. They're going to have a sectional trophy presentation. Don't know if they're going to cut down the nets or not, but we do know that there's going to be a whole lot of celebrating going on in Wisconsin Rapids tonight as the Assumption Royals are victorious. Lots of hugs from the Royal coaching staff as well to the Pioneers, who made a fantastic run and just ran into a buzzsaw of the number one team in the state here tonight. Royals win it 61-42. So, we got a ton of numbers to add up. Let's see if we can't get me about 3 minutes worth of commercials. I'd appreciate it, Seth. We'll be back with more from Wapeka right after this.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Paper City Savings mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family to get you back on the road. You have stuff to do.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Order in the first four, Claire Nelson, Sarah Shaw, George Zaglitsky, and Patty Bowler introduced. And now they go all the way through the numbers and until they have a chance to get down to the other starter, number 32. So in the meantime, they continue to hand those up to Ari Cavanaugh, Kylie Carroll, Elena Owie, Brianna Owie, Emily Morozek, Lady Santos de Rosas, Anna Schooley, and of course, you can't forget Riley Stablaski. Questions? I wonder if they will announce it. It'll be interesting to see what they do here. Yep, they do. She goes out there on crutches. It's a big round of applause from her schoolmates as well as the fans. And Coach Ryan Klein will head on out there along with the managers as they go to accept that sectional championship plaque. Gives it to Clarence Nelson. Their schoolmates jump up and down as they celebrate it. They run over to their classmates. Pour out of the bleachers and they're all hopping up and down to the left here at the field house in Waupaca. The Assumption Royals are victorious by the final of 61-42. I'm going to add up some numbers. I'm going to share those with you. And we'll see if maybe one of the coaches or players can make their way up here as well. Let's start off, first of all, for the Sebastopol Pioneers. whose season comes to a close with a fine record of 23-5. They finished at 14-2 in second place in the Packerland Conference. They're led in scoring by their second leading scorer, Kayla Ramley. She is a good player. She really was impressive. She had two more points than she averaged on the season, and she had 19 points. Then it was their leading scorer, the senior Naomi Nicola, with 14 points. She averaged 17.1 points per ball game. 6 points for Sadie Ricola, the freshman, her sister. So those were the only three starters to score. And just one basket off the bench. Excuse me, not off the bench. That was from their center, Addison Chelsky. She got herself in some foul trouble, had to sit quite a bit. She had a three bomb in the second half, and that was it. They held her to 3 points tonight. So that all adds up to 42 points for the Pioneers, who they only trailed at 25-23 at the break, but the Royals outscored them 36-19 in half number two. That's why they win it 61-42. Only two free throws shot tonight by the Pioneers. They made them both. Both of those were shot in the first half by Naomi. They turned it over 20 times. For the Assumption Royals, lots of balance in that scoring attack here tonight. They were led out this evening by Sarah Shaw. She finishes with 15 points. 14 for Jordan J. Glinski, 12 for Addie Bollard, 11 for Anna Schooley, 6 for Claire Nelson, and 3 for Lady Sanz de Rosas. As Coach J. Glinski makes his way all the way up here, getting lots of hugs on the way, making his way up here to our broadcast booth. Kind enough to join us here. Coach, I don't know if you can hear me or not.
I can hear you just fine. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear me. It was loud and I yelled.
You're coming through loud and clear, Coach. Congratulations. What a great victory for your team.
Wow. I'm not a guy that doesn't normally have a lot of words. I don't have very many. 6 years ago, my family made a decision to put some faith into God and the Assumption program to be able to come down. Tonight's a culmination of an effort. I could not be more proud of our young ladies as we earn a trip to the state tournament.
You know, I was thinking to myself, and maybe you remember better than I, but with about 5-6 minutes to go last year in the sectional final, the score and time was just about identical. It was like 46-39, what I recall, pretty close, maybe 45-38. We had the lead there, and I'm going, boy, this is eerily similar to last year. The difference this year, the seniors and Jordan, they just were not going to let it go away.
Yeah, you know, you mature at different levels. And I would say you mature at different levels, and maybe things happen for a reason. So you beat Albany last year in that sectional final. You get bumped up to Division IV. Maybe the moment happens, maybe it doesn't. But we as a team learned. We learned 2 years ago when we got beat by Edgar in sectionals. We learned last year at Albany. We learned this year at home against Pacelli. And we learned this year on the road at Aquinas in a win. You can learn from a win as well. So, again, monster shots down the stretch. I think we had four kids in double figures, you know, in terms of where it goes. I'm not even sure who our leading scorer was, and the cool thing about this group is that nobody cares.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, 15 for Sarah, 14 for Jordan, 12 for Addie, 11 for Anna. Not bad balance.
And Claire Nelson with two of the absolute biggest threes you've ever had. Lede Santarosa off the bench with a monster three. That's the case. You know, credit to Sevastopol. It's interesting. So they decided they were going to take away our transition with a girl back.
Yep.
And 5-on-4 defensively, you'd think you'd be able to trap out of that, but it's something where it was different. We had to make a halftime adjustment. As I've told you all year long, the one thing about us is we can pressure you in a lot of different ways. So to be able to go ahead and find a way to pressure them and turn them over in the second half was huge for us. It allowed us to get downhill. Just a beautiful thing.
For the most part, you took Ranley away in the second half. She just tough with that left hand. But in the second half, she got a couple of teardrops, and outside of that, you did a nice job of adjusting to that as well.
That team shoots 23 pointers a ball game in terms of where it goes, you know, getting looks. So the primary look was to take away their three-point attempts. When that happens, you're going to go ahead and have to give up something across the way, and then we just didn't adjust. Like I said, credit to Coach Ricola and his staff. That's a look that's going to be great to go back and look on film and take a look at where it goes. But just super blessed. Could not be more excited. Can't wait to get down to the Resch Center. That's a dream come true. We'll play, I'm guessing, at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I assume Owen Withy won. I don't know that for sure. We should be the one seed if the math from the broadcast company is correct in terms of where it goes. So, you know, again, just kind of looking at the WI formula. We'll worry about that tomorrow. We're going to enjoy it tonight.
Yeah, it's hard not to look ahead, especially when you got the gold ball just kind of dangling right there in front of you. But you got to enjoy the journey, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those deals. We're blessed. You know, the community showed up tonight. You know, our fans are outstanding. This is a great group of kids. We're going to go cut a net. Just couldn't be more blessed.
You know, as much as I'd like to sit here and talk with you for the next 20 minutes, I know you want to be part of that too. Your daughter did a great job tonight. The whole team did a great job tonight. The coaching staff was awesome. The fan base was just outstanding, and we can't wait to follow you to the Resch.
We appreciate and love you so much for the coverage. We'll see you down in Green Bay. Take care.
Great. Thank you very much. That's Coach Jay Glinski of the Assumption Royals, who are victorious tonight and are heading to the Resch Center. Again, if they are the number one seed, they will play at 9 o'clock. If they would happen to be the number two seed, they would play 15 minutes after the first game, so about 11 o'clock on Friday, but we'll know more once all of those games come to fruition. And, of course, now we have two teams that we know for sure that are going there from Division Five. Owen Withy, who was victorious tonight 37-29 over Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran, and the Assumption Royals, who are victorious here this evening by the final of 61-42. I think I got all the stats in for you. Girls are down below. They're just hugging that trophy, that plaque so much. The four seniors, girls are together. Everybody's down there taking pictures. And the rest of the team just came and surrounded it, jumping up and down on them. What a night. What an atmosphere. These last two sectional games, I've always said, I really enjoy the sectionals because you got these huge crowds and you're jamming 2,000 people into a place that holds 1,050. So it's a great atmosphere. It's been a lot of fun, and we've enjoyed the journey. And you want to join it with us next week, we'd be happy to be able to do that, as we want to say a great big thank you to all of our sponsors for allowing us to do this and make this trip all year long. Those sponsors, of course, include Econ Electric Incorporated, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Son, Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CBB. And if you want to get on board and support us as we take that rush to the Resch with the Assumption Royals, just give them a call at the radio station during business hours, 715-424-1300, and we'll be glad to hook you up and make sure that you become part of that broadcast as well. Oh, what a good time we had here in Wapakie tonight. A little nerve-wracking in the first half. Royals only led it by 2, 25-23, but then really poured it on in the second half, and I think they just were able to wear out Sevastopol, outscoring them 36-19 to win it by the final of 61-42. Again, great big thank you to all of our sponsors. Seth Habiger back at our studios. Great job engineering the broadcast, as usual. This is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody. You've been listening to Victorious Assumption Royal Basketball here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.